Let's pick up Kathy in Huntington Beach, and she's got a question about some noises for her ear and healthy sinuses. Are you there, Kathy?
I am.
All right. And how old a woman are you?
I'm 55.
All right. So, first of all, you may be wondering what's going on, right?
I am. I've been chasing it for about 9 months.
Okay. Well, to understand the ears, sometimes there can be noises in the ears. Sometimes it's called tinnitus or ringing in the ears. And this is very common from two conditions. Number one, calcification of the ear. And number two, a potential damage to the nerve. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And so either one of these guys, the calcification, I'd say, is an epidemic in America. And the reason it occurs is we're mineral deficient, and our food is woefully mineral deficient. When they examine the mineral loss from topsoil of all the continents on Earth, the hands-down winner is North America. 85% mineral loss. Okay?
Wow.
Wow. So is it a wonder we're in deep trouble? And the next runner-up, according to that study, is Europe at 75% loss, but I don't know about that. I don't know what areas they're checking. Anyway, without these critical minerals, when the day wears on, the body has to mobilize. What it wants to do is mobilize your soft tissue calcium reserve. But since we overeat protein, which squanders that reserve, and there is hardly any calcium, not enough calcium being delivered from the food, what happens is we have to break down bone to get the calcium we need to buffer the blood. And that form is a no-deposit, no-return form called microcrystalline hydroxyapatite. Uh-oh. And when this guy is used to buffer the blood, everybody's happy. But then 5, 6, 7 in the morning, when the body says, okay, I don't need this, what do I do? It goes, uh-oh, I can't get rid of it. So I'll stick it in your eye. I'll stick it in your toe. I'll stick it in your ear. Uh-oh. And so we start getting in deep trouble. Meanwhile, we begin losing bone all over the body. What a mess. Okay, so what's the simplest thing we can do here to get the body, support the body's best health? Number one, what we want to do is get a roll of pH paper and make sure that we force our pH, first morning urine pH, back into the 6-4-7-0 zone, the green zone, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And how do we do that? We get something called pH Trio. And at your age, you get the aloe drink. You don't get the aloe powder. It's too sweet. And you just keep increasing the coral. You start out at a half teaspoon. How much do you weigh, Kathy?
105.
And you said you were how old?
55.
Right, that's what I remember. Okay. So you start out a half teaspoon every 3 days. You increase it by a half teaspoon until you get this pH back in the right zone. Every other time you increase it, you would increase the aloe and the... You start out with a half teaspoon of coral and an ounce of aloe and an ounce of water, okay? And then you every other time you increase the aloe and the water. And pretty quick on, you should be able to get that thing into the green. If it takes 3 teaspoons and a little thing like you at 105 pounds, you know there's some trouble brewing somewhere in the body. Most common thing is a problem with a tooth. We need to find it, fix it, and then it'll dramatically drop your need for this calcium. Okay, now you're going to ask, what do I do about the junk that's already there? Well, the best thing that I've ever seen to promote the healthiest balance for calcium is the HCL. And at your age, it's time to begin supplementing with what's called the HCL Detox Kit.
I use that.
And at your body size, I'd say, and your age, you need about 2, maximum 3 HCL, 1, maximum 2 activator, end of meal, okay?
Okay.
And then at the start of the meal, 1 to 2 digest. The only time I would use 2 digest at your body size is if you ate meat, okay?
Okay.
So now we're digesting. You may choose to take your HCL up to maybe 6 a meal for a while, to see if you can promote the body's natural systems for dissolution of these deposits that might be at the ear. Okay? So that's where I would go. That's the most common thing. Now, you want to make sure that there's not a problem with a tooth near that ear, and hopefully that's going to help tremendously. Now, the sinuses, in Chinese medicine, the sinuses are a reflection of the state of the liver. And unfortunately, American food is so toxic, just about everybody in America, when they're tested energetically, the liver tests off energetically. It's just the way it is. Tests weak. So what I would do here is make sure you're using the digestive support correctly. I'd take a hard look at the food you're using. And one of my favorite things to detox the liver is to get up in the morning and take about 6-8 ounces, well, your body size, 6 ounces of water and 1 teaspoon of like our vintage vinegar. And this is a sort of a quick liver support. There are other things that can be done. I love my, we have a pollen that you can mix with an unheated honey that we have. These two together are the sweetest way to promote the best health, strength, and vitality for the liver. So these are all options. If you're a Vata body type, you're going to prefer the honey and the pollen. If you're a Pitta type, you'll get up and drink the vintage vinegar.
Yeah, I think I could take the vinegar.
Well, then go with that, and I like that myself. I don't particularly like something sickeningly sweet in the morning, maybe later in the day, but not right at the morning.
What's a vintage vinegar?
That is a very good quality of vinegar that will do this job. It's naturally produced, and it's rich in acetic acid. If you're looking for a supermarket version, there's one that's not bad called Alisi, Italian white wine vinegar. That one is okay as well. If you have trouble or you want to get on it right away, you can do that if you can find it. Okay, there's a lot of vinegars out there that really need to be burned, not sold, but that's
it's
another
right.
problem.
Is that not good?
I don't want to comment on any brand. I've told you some good ones. That's the best
that
I can do. We sell vintage vinegar. That's
oh,
our
you do?
Brand.
Okay.
Yes.
Very good.
Okay. I got to get out of here, but I hope that helps. And give me a buzz in 4 or 5. Well, actually, very quickly, you should be able in 3-4 weeks. You should see the answers here. If your pH still bounces in and out after you've done all this, then you may need to support kidney and or parathyroid. Kidney can be supported with kidney complex, 1 or 2 per meal. And parathyroid can be supported with a nano green tea, maybe 1 teaspoon per day at your body size, okay?
Got it.
And good luck, and let me know how you're doing, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for your call. Bye now.